Artificial intelligence was once the stuff of science fiction, like Whopper from the 1983 film War Games.
I'll ask it how it feels. I'm fine. How are you?
Excellent. It's been a long time. Shall we play a game?
But today, artificial intelligence is nothing like that, and it is a part of everyday life, like asking Siri to call your mom or ordering Alexa to reorder toilet paper. AI is also becoming increasingly essential to businesses. Ann Arbor-based Clink AI recently raised more than $50 million in investment to expand their efforts to create customized AI programs for businesses. Here to tell us more about AI in Michigan's tech landscape is Lingjia Tang, who's co-founder and COO of Clink AI. Lingjia, for those of us who are not steeped in computer science and artificial intelligence, tell us just what Clink AI does for businesses. What problem does your business solve?
We're a software company that creates conversational experience for other business. For example, think about Siri and Google Assistant. In the last 15 years, that experience hasn't really changed much for anyone, right?
No,
you could actually ask questions like, you know, weather or, you know, set a timer, but you can't really have a real conversation with a virtual assistant. So this is where Clink comes in, where we build sophisticated conversational AI experience where you could have a real conversation, you could ask questions and multi-turn, and you could ask multiple domain about your life. One of the focus we've been working on is personal finance management. We collaborate with multiple major banks and provide a solution where user can ask questions about their bank account. You could ask questions like, how much money did I spend on shoes? You could ask questions in a very casual way, just like you're talking to a friend. You know, I just went to Las Vegas. I wonder how much money I actually spent there. Or does it make sense for me to take my friends for a $400 dinner?
Mm-hmm.
So you could have a conversation. You could say, open my account. I think I have a fraud. I think I got an email. So you don't have to worry about how you talk to them.
Is this artificial intelligence for just plain folks, or is it more designed for companies and businesses?
So Clink is a B2B2C model, which means that we basically work with a lot of enterprises to actually provide solutions for the end customers. If
okay.
we work with a USAA, for example, then we basically provide solutions for USAA's customers.
So if I'm a small business, how might I use Clink?
There are a few things we provide. One is the key product is an AI platform. It's a software stack with very nice user interface for an average developer or even people who don't have much of developer experience can actually get a developer license and basically build conversation experience using that particular tool. There is a few pre-built competencies that are already in the platform so everybody can download and play with it.
So how would my company use it? What would I do with it?
Having a conversation with technology is the future of how people interact with technology. We use keyboard, we use mouse. None of those is actually very intuitive. You know, you want to wake up in the morning and say, tell me about my calendar and how's my finance doing? Do I have any travel up? You basically have those questions, right? So let's say you have a small business. You potentially have a digital channel where you actually interact with the customers. You could say, hey, I want to turn this user experience into a more conversation experience with customers, then you could actually download the platform and build the whatever conversation experience you want your users to have. We have very nice API, just integrate into your mobile app, into your Facebook Messenger, into your call center, however a common way, digital and non-digital, that you typically interact with customers with nowadays, that you could integrate that the new virtual assistant into your current solutions.
So that would be used perhaps a company with its customers and also for internal company
communications? Oh, absolutely.
How so?
Yeah, one of the use cases that we'd be building out for a major bank is actually one of the HR cases. Employee have a lot of questions about, hey, what's my 401k? You know, how do I do that? Do I have PTOs? You know, all those questions can be handled by virtual assistant, basically provide answers and multi-turn. Another example is seeing small business, you want to check inventory and say, hey, I don't know how much is in stock right now. Like, let me know. So virtual assistant experience can be integrated into your digital inventory system that answer those questions for
so
you.
So rather than clicking away with a mouse and typing, I just talk.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
briefly tell us about how your company started. It was on the U of M campus, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. So the funny story. So both Jason and I.
And Jason is?
Is the CEO and one of the co-founders as well. We are professors in computer science in U of M. We built this open source tool called Osirius back in 2013 and 14. We put it online and it was on GitHub. It was downloaded tens of thousands of times the first month we actually put it on. So we started to get phone calls from Wells Fargo, Ford, GE, all those companies says, oh, please, we love this. We will want you to build this for us for a domain-specific virtual assistant. We were professors at the time, and I didn't have the bandwidth to do that. So I was 9 months pregnant, and I told my husband that we should start a company, hire one programmer, just handle the load, you know, because there's a demand in there. 2 weeks after my baby was born, Jason, my husband, actually we're married, my co-founder, I registered for the company, so I had two babies at the same time.
New company, you know? New baby.
I know.
How many people do you employ now?
Right now, we have 100 people on payroll, 85 in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And obviously, things are working because I know you've raised $52 million in your second round of investments.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have this thing starting from the seed that was planted back in 2014, and it is attracting investment money? It's becoming a thing.
It's very exciting. As I said, at the time when we started the company, we were like, let's hire one programmer.
Now you've got 100 employees. You are the kind of tech company, Lingjia, that I think every politician, every economic developer, every pundit talks about attracting and retaining to help grow a strong local and strong state economy. Did you have offers to leave Michigan and maybe head to one of the coasts or Chicago or anywhere else?
I want the headquarters always in Michigan. I love this area. I think it's actually often overlooked for talent and the passion of the people here. We actually, both Jason and I, moved from San Diego to Michigan. And at the time, the San Diego local newspaper were having this report about how do we actually lose talent to Michigan. I think it's very underestimated, undervalued Michigan talent. When I came here, I was very, very surprised and actually very glad to see the talent here. It's a lot of actually passion in the area for technology. So I want to stay. We plan to stay and grow the technology here.
Is there anything you have to kind of work a little harder to do because you're in Michigan?
Yeah, I actually think a lot of senior talent are still actually in the process, potentially thinking about moving back to Michigan, but they're still on the coast side. But I think we're building the ecosystem here. We have more and more companies here. We have more capital coming to Midwest. We're building the ecosystem up, and then I think that challenge will be addressed soon.
As a tech entrepreneur who is building this company in Michigan, you've got a really clear view of our startup and our tech economies. What do we need to be doing a better job of as a state if we want to attract more entrepreneurs like you and companies like yours?
I think the state government can actually help with the incentive programs. People ask me to move to Ohio sometimes because of the Ohio actually incentive, and I think the Michigan can do actually to compete with the surrounding, because we have a lot of talents here with the university, but it would be great to say, hey, here is the zone for business, and that's actually have incentive plan to actually have people actually coming back.
When you go and try to hire people from out of state to come be in Michigan with us, what do they say?
I think one of the concerns is whether we have an ecosystem here, because when people want to move, they want to move to a place that have a lot of opportunities. They could love one company, but they're always in the back of their mind thinking about, what if it doesn't work out? Can I actually go to somewhere else? So the more companies we have, more capital we have, more visibility we have, the easier to actually attract people. But it's not all bleak, because we successfully attract a lot of people to here. I think the key is whenever I try to recruit people, I say, look, just come here for a visit, spend a few days here, and we actually managed to recruit a lot of senior talents from all over the world actually to come to Ann Arbor. They say, oh my God, I didn't know that Michigan is this great. There's so much stuff going on. It's so beautiful. And I say that, you know, that we need to actually work on our visibility and PR to actually, you know, market Michigan as a tech center a bit better, you know, because people actually do come and they walk away very impressed.
If things go right, as you're hoping they are, you're building this head of steam with Clink AI, what's your timetable in terms of growth? How big do you think your company can get?
You know, in a VC world, in a software company, whether they like to say triple, triple, double, double, which means that the revenue growth have to triple in the first 3 years and then double in the next 2 years, and this is how you get to $100 million. In the last year, we quadrupled our revenue, and so we're on track to triple this year. With that timetable, roughly 3 years, we'll get to $100 million revenue and IPO from that point on, and that's the timetable we're shooting for now.
Are you firmly committed to staying in Michigan? Would anything get you to leave Michigan?
I will never leave Michigan. We may have offices somewhere else, but I'm very passionate about, you know, Michigan, the university, and Ann Arbor, this area, and Detroit area.
Ling Zhetang is co-founder and COO of Clink AI. The Ann Arbor-based tech firm has raised $52 million in its second round of investments, improving on artificial intelligence and virtual assistance, and giving Siri a real run for her money. Thank you. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for having me.